This is episode 1988 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are in this time of coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic. In this week's series, we've been exploring the theme of hope. Each day, you discover a different meditation technique you can do throughout your day and as you meditate that will help you cultivate the important quality of hope, especially in such extenuating circumstances as we find ourselves in. Also in this week's series, I'm sharing with you someone who has overcome great odds to provide some inspiration and hope that you too will overcome the great odds before us all as we are all in this together, this global pandemic. Your challenge for this week has been each and every day to think of something and to notice the world around you and what inspires you and brings you hope. Think about what you're hopeful about this very moment. Just stop right now and think about that. What are you hopeful about? What are you hoping to do after the pandemic ends? We don't have control over this pandemic. We're still learning about this virus, but we are in control of how we respond to stress. You may be cooped up, as I am, with family members, or you might be alone. You might be going stir crazy, and you might feel as though the people you are isolating with are getting on your nerves. So it's a great chance to turn inward and cultivate your inner stillness. You could try to do some longer, deeper meditations. You might meditate more frequently, such as in the morning when you wake up, maybe in the midday. And you might want to meditate in the evening before you go to bed. These are ways for you to maintain your mental health as you feel a little more trapped and even isolated these days. The meditation technique for today is a chakra. Chakras are energy within your body that relates to particular emotions from your experiences, from your memories. They reflect different qualities. The chakra today is your fifth chakra at your throat, which helps you to cultivate the quality of trust. Trusting others, trusting yourself, and trusting the process. The color of this chakra, each chakra has a color associated with it. Color therapy is powerful. This color is blue. Trust emanates confidence. Blue is so associated with feeling confident, a deep indigo blue. You could visualize yourself surrounded by the color blue. And I was Googling around for inspiration to share with you today about a hero from the Spanish flu pandemic from 1918. and I wasn't able to come across any one individual. What I did come across was an article that made sense as to why I wasn't able to come across an individual hero of the Spanish flu pandemic, and it had to do with what we are, in fact, experiencing today, where many times leaders and those people we're looking to for direction and leadership aren't wanting to really succumb to this virus. It's not very glamorous to initiate drastic measures such as social isolation in regard to a virus. And in fact, you don't really read much about the Spanish flu. It's kind of like after it ran its course, there was silence. People didn't really talk about it. There weren't stories about it. It kind of just disappeared. People went on with their lives, and it wasn't something that could be looked at as, oh, we survived the Spanish flu, we pulled together and we did this. There's so much uncertainty because we're still learning about this virus. We think we know where it came from. We think that the social distancing and wearing a mask now, the Centers for Disease Control have now come out to say that everyone should be wearing a mask, not only those who have the virus or are ill. And things change day to day as we learn more, and we learn that what we thought about it wasn't really accurate, but this now is the real facts of the matter. And that's how it was during the Spanish flu, too. And there was a case that I came across that wasn't really an individual hero we could put a face to regarding an inspirational person who survived the Spanish flu, but rather a group of teachers in Oklahoma City. And this is from an article from KGOU, and it's from All Things Considered. It's during Spanish flu pandemic, Oklahoma City's teachers were true heroes. It talks about how the influenza there hit Oklahoma, particularly the capital city, pretty hard. And there aren't a lot of health records available for that year, but historians estimate that as many as 30,000 of Oklahoma City's 103,000 residents got the flu. In fact, there is one point during a 24-hour period in early October of 1918 where more than 5,000 people tried to check themselves into local hospitals. But the decision makers didn't understand so much about the outbreak. They didn't even know that the flu was caused by a virus. But the health officials there did close the schools, and they gave teachers there an entire month's salary. So the teachers felt like, well, since they were being paid, they should put themselves to work. So they volunteered for all kinds of gaps in the health system, volunteering to help nurses and volunteering to cook for people who were sick, whole families were sick in their homes, and to clean for them. Even high school students volunteered. They would pick up the coal that fell off the trains near the train tracks that run through the city and take the coal to people who didn't have any heat in their homes. People pitched in. Teachers ran the switchboards. They volunteered at shops of people who were too sick to show up. They really help to keep things running in the economy, and they are considered to be the unsung heroes of the Spanish flu epidemic in Oklahoma City. We have our heroes on the front line that we are celebrating and feeling so grateful for these people, especially medical care workers and people who are cashiers who aren't getting a big salary. They are showing up day in, day out to make sure that you can still check out at the grocery store, and so many more people who are still showing up to work. So as you meditate today, send out your gratitude for these people and compassion for what we're all going through. And listen to your instinct as you meditate and trust yourself. Trust this process that we will get through this and we will be better for it. As you meditate, know that simply by showing up to give yourself some inner stillness is one of the best things you could be doing. You can find the full half-hour guided meditations to this series and try the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks free. It's the Sip, S-I-P-A-N-D, Om, O-M meditation app. Stay safe, and you are so worth slowing down for.